Hey, I'm Andy Chanley from 88.5, the SoCal Sound, and this is a SoCal Sound session, and we welcome in tonight local natives. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having us.
Great to be here.
And especially thanks for doing it twice. We meant to do this a few months ago, and as all of us have, weathered another bout of the lurgy, and we're back again tonight on a chilly night in Hollywood at No Vacancy. The song is all over the airwaves at 88.5, the SoCal Sound, the new single, Just Before the Morning. No doubt you've heard that. I'm joined tonight by Taylor Rice and Kelsey Ayer and Ryan Hahn. I took a kind of a deep dive this last week and went and listened to, because this is the first time I'm talking to you, to your back catalog. And I started at the beginning, started with Gorilla Manor. And I don't know if it's what I was bringing to it at the moment, but I'm listening to it, and I hear, first of all, the singing, it kind of reminded me of like Carl Wilson. There was this beautiful tenor to it, and then as I'm listening to the songs, it kind of felt like one of those later Beach Boys albums to me. There's something vaguely Californian about it. And it's like I'm listening to Holland, you know, one of those records where you can bring pretty much anything you want to it. If you're in a good mood, it's optimistic. If you're not, it's something else. When you look back on that record, it's been like 12 years or so, what do you see? Do you see, oh gosh, I wish I would have done several things different? Or are you pretty proud? Because it seemed like you had crystallized your sound pretty well by that point already.
Man.
I think when enough time passes, it's easier to look back and not have regrets and not try to wish things were different. If you ask just like an album back, there's like a million things that I would change. But I think Gorilla Manor, it was such a moment in time for us. And we were just talking about that before this. Like we all met in like high school and college and started the band. And it was our dream, you know? We were kids playing in garages with a dream to be musicians. And we moved to Los Angeles. We moved into a house together. We're all living together. Moved to Silver Lake and made that record. And yeah, I think it totally was. It was like this moment that we kind of really became the band that we sort of wanted to be. And so, yeah, I just love it for what it is. And I don't try and change it.
Well, after a while, reality. Yeah, there's all these like technical things, audio things, like things we know now that we like, our tastes have changed, you know, so much as they always do. But the longer we get from it, I feel like you care less about those little things and you can appreciate, you know, what it is. And that was like the kickstart to this whole thing. And so I just feel like grateful that, because it's so hard, it's hard to make records. It's hard to be in a band. So like, it all just kind of went like this for a minute for this record. And it really like, you know, kicked everything off. So
yeah. It has to be a magical feel when everything just kind of works, because you got headwinds when you try to do things like this. Contrasting that experience to, I was just reading the latest single, Just Before the Morning, that you worked on it in three different studios. And that made me think of like Brian Wilson. It's like working on the same song for a while in different places. Are you to the point, and then you had an album that you worked on in like five different countries. Does it matter anymore at this point where you are? Is location important? Do you let that seep into the music or?
I just want to say I love that you're bringing up the Beach Boys so much. That's just fantastic.
And again, my opinions are completely bunk, but
one of those studios that we made Just for the Morning in is a Beach Boys studio. One of the studios Beach Boys did a ton of recording in. That
Valentine.
And they made Pet Sounds.
Yeah.
And you know.
That one.
Yeah. So that's amazing. And I do think for us, like we all grew up here in Southern California. You know, we've traveled a lot. We've always lived then in LA since becoming a band. And I absolutely think that's like a part of the nature and fabric of kind of what Local Natives is, and having three singers and a lot of harmonies and stuff. It feels sort of like central to it. So yeah, I think the location and where we record and where we write absolutely has an impact on what happens with the song.
It's like it's inevitable. Like it's just gonna it's gonna impact it in ways that you can't anticipate.
But I don't think we even realized that until we like started touring.
Yeah,
and then we would be like, you know, whatever, somewhere in Europe, and people would be asking about like the Southern California influence, and I don't know. I guess we never really thought about it until then, and we'd seen more of the world. And we came back, we're like, oh yeah, I guess it does really like seep in. And
where do we make our saddest record?
I know. Then we like went and like we're like cold Montreal and New York.
And
we made like that's the saddest album
record, which is Hummingbird, which is its 10-year anniversary this year.
Well, you know, that was almost on purpose. We're like, we got to get out of the sunshine and just see what happens.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Born to be sad. Yeah.
Seasonal affective disorder.
Yeah, yeah.
We wanted some of that. Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
You just brought up, Taylor, there are three singers in the band. And there are also three of you who play guitar, if I'm not wrong. Three of you play keyboard. A couple of you play percussion. Is there any secret sauce in having so many people be proficient in different instruments as you're recording? Is there a shorthand that comes along with that? Or is it, elbows and me first? No, I want to play that on this.
So I think it both.
I think it's for us, it's really a blessing and a curse. And, you know, for better or worse, it's who we are. And our band, as a result of having three singers, three songwriters, and then what you're saying, like a bunch of people can play a lot of different instruments, it's a really, really democratic songwriting process. So I think normally it's pretty, you know, it's like the bass player's coming up with the bass lines and the drummer is doing the drum parts, but I'm actually the only one who can't play drums in the band, and Kelsey and Ryan are like incredible percussionists and drummers.
He can play drums, it just sounds like shit.
I can really sit at the kit.
Yeah, you can bang away, but
it's just not really like in his hand.
You guys always like when I describe a drum beat and play my air drums.
Because his air drums, like your drums.
My drums are kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But the result of that, and you know, percussion, especially early on, like those records, it was a really collaborative process, and that drum sound was really born from Kelsey and Ryan, particularly working with Matt, who's our drummer, so really amazing drummer, and creating that rhythm section together, for example.
Yeah, you made me think just now when you said that about. You know, some bands will do that during shows for fun. I'm thinking of like the Replacements and Green Day, Foo Fighters will all switch instruments and, you know, keep going around like that. I think maybe after that description, I would pay to see the songs where you're drumming.
Get on there. Yeah. Well, you're the only one who would pay.
We could get one of our real simple, just, you know.
You think I could do it?
Yeah, no, I totally think you could do it. Yeah,
see,
of course.
We have a really supportive.
Ever since I've become a father, I've been
more
my heart's opened up.
More of a caretaker,
less of a curmudgeon.
Yeah, totally.
I think it's just a fun thing. It makes it fun in the studio to have like. The less it can be about ego, the less it can be about like, even if like Matt is, he's definitely the best drummer in the band by far, but like we all, like Ryan will jump on and play like a pretty, like maybe like it's like a more,
what are you
trying to say? I'm trying to be like nicer,
dumb.
Not say dumb. It's like a dumb beat. It's like a very like elementary
smart.
Beat.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's like some so catchy quirk to it. And then Matt will take it and then turn it into something that really like blossoms. And it's just, I think it's really amazing and fun to be able to do that. Where
it's our next single, you're playing bass.
Yeah, I never play bass on a song, so that was really fun to play bass.
There you go.
We hop around on our live sets for sure, but Kelsey will play guitar and I'll play keys.
Yeah,
it's
just we all want like the best part and the best like thing, and we're all kind of searching around in our tools to try and figure out what is going to work, and it's just, I feel like it's really paid off to be able to be like, anyone can write anything at any time, and it's all just about like how the group responds to it, and so that's just worked out for us. Yeah.
Is that the kind of way it goes with, you said democratic, with the process? Is it like best ball? I mean, everybody comes in with songs and maybe you have 30, you know, candidates and then you just decide which 11 are going to be the ones?
Totally.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, you know. And I think there is the part where there are, of course, egos involved and preferences, and it's music, it's art, so you can't say which one is best. It's all subjective and all opinion. And yeah, but you know, we've been like doing this for so long, and I think we really respect each other a lot for the different like talents and songwriting and abilities that everybody brings, and it is like a family and artistic endeavor as well.
Show of hands, was Local Natives your first band? Taylor, what was your first band? What was the name of it?
The one we were in together.
Should we say Friend or Foe?
That's right.
We count. I guess you count
Friend
it.
Or Foe with a question mark.
Friend or Foe. It was a hardcore band.
Nice.
Taylor was screaming. That's it. That's all he did. He just screamed.
And then Kelsey was actually playing drums in a hardcore band.
Yeah.
Well, we weren't really hardcore. I was the youngest member of Def Leppard. Like, I started when I was really, really young because the drummer lost his arm.
That's not...
It's like...
Not even...
More metal.
Yeah, I played...
May or may not be apocryphal.
I played drums in a hardcore band in high school. Yeah, we were called Through the Heart.
Through the Heart.
Yeah.
Was it X? Through the Heart X?
That's probably like our screen name.
Sorry.
On AOL. But
I get it right.
No. But everyone was like straight edge and like, and it was.
But our first.
So there are like lots of X's everywhere. But yeah.
Our first shows were both those bands. We played kind of in Taylor's dad's living room. And that's kind of how we like realized Kelsey's like amazing. We should have him in our band. And then we kind of poached him, basically.
Got him.
That's great.
Yeah.
What was your first instrument?
Ooh. the trombone.
Really?
Yep.
In school? You had to play?
In elementary
trombone.
School, you either had to be in choir or in band. And I was like, I'm going to be in band. That's so cool. And then everyone played trumpet. So I was like, oh, I got to play this other one.
My son plays trombone. That's fantastic.
Oh, there we go. Yeah.
Is that like the bass player position for horns?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Is your son
trumpet players?
Yeah. Somebody has to play. Well, that's what happened to Paul McCartney. He's like amazing, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
You could have been a great trombone player. You just
could have.
Stuck with it.
I saw it in my garage the other day, and I was like, I should get that back down.
You still have it?
Is your son vibing on it?
No.
Okay.
At a certain point,
you find the
guitar and you're like, oh, this is a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Then we picked up guitar when we were like 12.
Do you remember your first guitar?
Yeah, it was a Squire.
You still have it?
No.
What about the Warlock?
Warlock was my second guitar.
The DC Ridge.
My first instruments were the drums, and I had a Sunlight kit. It was like, you know, the bottom of the barrel, crappiest thing you can get at Guitar Center.
Nice.
I was stoked. And I'd play, I had two brothers who also played instruments. And so we covered like Nirvana's In Bloom. I remember like learning so much Dave Grohl stuff because all his drum parts were so like, like serviced the song, but were really catchy. And I was just like drawn to them. So we were covering songs and stuff in our garage. My dad played guitar growing up, and he always wanted to be in a band, so he pushed all this music like stuff on us kids. There's six of us all together.
Wow.
So we all have like varying degrees of musical talent. I'm obviously the best because they're not here, you know. I'm the one who made it.
Dang, dude.
I'm here.
That's a harsh tape, man.
Yeah, no,
it was so sweet.
It was.
I'm just so ugly.
Look, I'm just telling it how it is, okay? Uh-huh. I have to be honest. I just had a son, and I need him to live in an honest world.
You're gonna
and
push
have an honest
him.
Yeah.
We didn't speak about that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Just 2 weeks ago, as we're recording this, a son that's an incredible rite of passage. You're not going to sleep for months.
Yeah.
Right? I keep hearing that. And
this is like his first night out.
Yeah.
Basically since then.
That's amazing. So thank you for spending it with us.
Of course. They told me Andy was going to interview, so I was like, okay.
I'm not going to miss it.
I'm
right.
not. Sorry, wife.
But it explains.
My kid might write a book when he's older. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for spending time with us, for real. It's a pleasure to us. You're about to perform a few songs for subscribers to the radio station. These are people that live and breathe music. They absolutely love it. They love you. And, you know, there's a real clamoring for passes to get into this when they heard that you guys are going to play. So thank you for rewarding them for supporting public radio in Southern California. It really means a lot to us.
Of course.
Thank you.
So huge supporters of public radio. Yeah.
Well, the song, once again, is Just Before the Morning. You can purchase that wherever you buy music. Album soon? What's the
Lots story? Of new music is coming.
Lots
very
of new
soon.
Music is coming. That's the official story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got
Nicely
it.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
Well played. Local natives, thanks for joining us. That's another SoCal Sound session on 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
What's happening? Julie Slater, your midday host at 88.5 The SoCal Sound. What's up? Is this like the greatest venue in the world? I just want to say. Okay, so I was talking to Kevin Bronson, who hosts, of course, LA Buzz Bands for the station. He said 14 years ago, he met this band in a Starbucks in Silver Lake. And then they hosted a residency at Silver Lake Lounge. And then they just blew up from there. So how awesome is that? I've seen them at the Greek. I mean, I love harmonies on high, and this band is just one of my favorites. Also, you know we love supporting great local musicians. These guys right from our backyard. Is it over there? Is it over there? So I just want to thank you. It's like a circle of love here because we support great local musicians. They come and support us by playing. You guys support us, so please give it up for our great circle of love, and thank you for supporting the SoCal Sound. Please welcome local natives!
Hello, thanks for joining us. How's everyone doing? This is awesome. This is our first show of 2023. This is very exciting.
Hello.
Just before the morning starting all over, you go just before the morning starting all over, you go just before the
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's cold out here. I got a tune.
Is everyone cold? Everyone's okay? We'll all be warm together. I'll be saying gross stuff like that all night. No worries. I'll be warm. Make us warm.
The quicker we start the song, the quicker it'll stop. A special year for us. 10 years ago, we put out our second album, Hummingbird. So we're reliving a lot of fun memories of making that record. And this is a song from there. This is called Ceilings.
Oh, you were just gonna swell it? Oh, he did that on purpose, hey, you guys.
He's a pro.
Sorry.
He's a pro. How do you do it?
Yeah, see, when you start playing and realize your volume's all the way down, you adapt, because you're a professional.
Oh, so you didn't mean to do it.
No.
You were just going to play it off.
I was going to play it off, yeah.
Okay, do you want to do it again or want to just start together?
You are ruining everything. I had it.
Yeah, we had it.
You know what? I'm not even going to do it right. I'm going to still swell it in.
Okay, great.
And it's going to be... You're not going to...
Your eyes look lost. I don't know what to tell you. Okay.
I was panicked for a second.
Okay, great. No. Here's a hummingbird song, you guys. Here we go. Thank you very much. That was a beautiful swell, Kelsey. Well done.
Thank you so much.
You guys, maybe this is like weird. Kelsey hasn't been out a lot lately because he just had a baby.
Yeah.
His wife just had a baby.
He's had a new baby boy. He's 2 weeks old. Coming out, Oscar. He can already walk. A modern marvel.
He's stuck behind the door.
Oh, God. Thank you.
So we're very happy. We
very very stoked. Shout out Mel. That's right.
Yeah.
Mel is our surrogate.
So this set is dedicated to Oscar and Kelsey and Mel.
Thanks, Taylor. This is a good first show of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's play him a song.
Tell ya, ooh, more than stuff. And while you've got a head start, 'cause it's a phantom and it never tires. You wanna run out the clock, you take the back seat, saying I don't care, just drive.
For calling my wife a surrogate.
Oh, jeez.
I haven't been out in a long time.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I would just let that go.
I haven't slept a lot. No. It's 2023. I gotta own up to my mistakes.
Oh, boy.
This is important. It's about healing. Healing from the things I say.
Were you thinking about that all during Desert Snow?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's driving my performance. All right, you guys ready?
What are we doing next?
This is a song called Coins.
Glad you told me. Yeah, that. All right, cool.
Time stands still, and then one day it's gone. Where did it go? Where did I go? We couldn't wait to grow. But I can't fight the feeling anymore. You know I try, I know you try. We're still waiting to arrive. Ooh, how much is enough? Ooh, how can you be sure? Waiting for
is about how I can't sleep anymore. This is called Dark Days.
It better get better. This is rough. Right. Yeah. Makes me act weird in public.
A few people up here. Somebody keeps asking for world news, and we didn't rehearse that. We haven't played it in like years. We're gonna play it for you.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah. No, we're gonna do that after. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Let's play world news. You can ask for it three times. Let's go. I'm just like, hey, do you know the song World News? That's what I keep asking them. And they're like, I think I do.
It's where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Okay. Can we do it?
It's not that hard. Two chords.
all you can think of is where you started. Oh, oh, do 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 do.
Yeah, that song is called World News. We want to say thank you to KCSN and public radio in general.
Yes, thanks so much.
Public radio is just the absolute best and has been always like really amazing and supportive of us as a band and local art and music in general. So we thank you so much. And thank you to you guys for being here. We appreciate it. This is very fun.
All right, one more song?
Yeah, let's do one more. Yes. Yeah. Okay, let's do it. One, two, three.
When am I gonna lose you? How will I lay slither?
coastline, Santa Lucia cliffside. We'll stay here for the night. I remember you said everything has its place. Now we're lying in our bed, wondering how to explain.
Thank you so much, No Vacancy, for having us. It's been an absolute pleasure. And KCSN for having us out. We love you guys so much. Have a great night.
Have a great night. Love you guys. See you soon.
And congratulations, Kelsey.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound. Session hosted by Andy Chanley. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College, streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.